Hi there. Welcome to Strands of Wisdom on 1-2 Radio, where we are changing the way you listen to the world. Today is June 13th, 2024. I am Kay Dragon, and I co-host this show with Maureen Hauer. We're both the advisors on 1-2 Listen, so you can always find us there. If you need to get into the chat room, we would love to have you in the chat room and to join the conversation just ask questions, whatever. You can do that. Just look on the front page where it says chat. Just go into the chat, and if you need to, you'll get a message back from Jay, and he'll let you in the room. He's pretty good that way. He's an amazing producer. We love Jay. Anyway, Maureen, how are you doing?
I'm doing all right. Trying to keep everything hydrated. It's like so hot here. Yeah. And then I discovered we have some grasshoppers. Ooh. And dear God, not like last year, please. It's like they ate everything. I mean, so I'm out there. Yeah. Mm-hmm. But otherwise, I'm all right. You know, I had learned some lessons this week, I guess, which I'll talk about. Uh-huh. But I have some angel cards that I haven't used in a long time.
Cool.
Yeah. And I thought I need to find them. So I was like scouring my little reading room here, and I finally found them. I asked the angels, "Where are you?" So I found them.
I always ask Saint Anthony, Tony, look around, please, my whatever must be found.
Tony,
yeah,
say that again. What is it again?
I say, Tony, look around, please, my cards must be found, or whatever.
Oh, I love it. I love it. Oh, that's good. Yeah. So, yeah, it's okay.
It has been an interesting week. You know, I took a week off. I was just burnt, because I've been doing a lot, and I had the heart attack, and I just hit the ground running. I don't know why.
I don't know.
I think it was maybe fear of stopping. You know, it's like if you stop, you'll die or something like that. Kind of fight or flight kind of thing.
Yeah, it could have been.
Yeah. So I just kept going and kept going and until it's like, I need some time off. So.
Well, at least you knew to do that.
Let's
just keep going until we drop.
Yes. I was heading in that direction. But it's just craziness. There was another time that I kind of did that when I went in for this routine a liver biopsy. And it was all routine. It was just supposed to be in and out of there. And I guess they gave me too much medication, and I coded. I died.
Oh my
God. It took them a long time to get me back. Jeez. But of course, they did get me back. But then when they got me to the room, it's like, okay, I want to go home now.
Dang. Did you have
they
to
wouldn't
stay?
Let me go home.
Yeah, no. Wow.
People tease me. You just wanted to get up and walk home. Yes, I did.
Yeah, of course.
I was fine. I felt good.
Wow. Scary. Oh, very scary.
But very interesting times.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But yes, the weather here is just crazy and hot, and the air is really bad. We've got some forest fires going on.
Yeah.
I especially have a terrible time when the air quality is really bad. And and I want to sing. I went over to rehearse at the church today and sang for a little bit because I'm singing Sunday. Looking forward to that, but it's the coughing and stuff from the fires and just the heat. You know, there's an inversion here with the mountains, and all the bad air just comes right back at you.
Becomes oppressive. It's like, you know, you get up in the morning and you're like, we're in trouble.
Yeah. So what was your week like?
Oh my gosh. Well, you know, I have had to learn to work with emotional intelligence more than I ever have had in my, I wouldn't say in my life because I'm old, but you know, I've had to really get grounded, really think about how I react to things. And we have a lot of stuff going on in our life right now. My partner and I, he got laid off, so he's trying to find another job. And, you know, I don't know if I mentioned this, but you know, but I'm trying to get my great granddaughter as kinship and fostering because she's in another state and is in foster care, and I want her with me. So we are going through a big process of certification which is, I mean, I feel like I could be a social worker after this. There is so much information. I mean, it's good, it's great, but it's like it's overwhelming, you know, and you cannot let your emotions get in the way. And it's a very emotional thing, you know. It's like it's about love and caring and, you know, family, all of it, you know. And I'm used to kind of being by myself, and now all of a sudden, all the stuff is put on me. And yeah, I was having a hard time with that. I just want to run away, but I can't. So I'm being taught, okay, this is what you're here for. This is what you need to do. And whether I get her or not, I don't know. I want what's best for her. And you know that. We've talked about it many times.
Right.
Challenging.
Her highest good.
And she's doing really well. She's with a teacher who's a foster, and it's like the best placement for her right now. You know, so we'll see what happens. It's going to take a while. Probably take at least a couple more months.
Wow.
And we'll see what happens.
Yeah.
So I just got to keep on the path and move straight, you know, keep moving forward. So yeah, it's been very emotional, you know, every which way. And you try to find a way to relieve that. I used to do my art a lot, but I don't have a space to do it right now. So I have to create a space to do my art, which is, I'm a messy artist, so it's not like I could do it, you know, in a bedroom somewhere.
You need a
But yeah,
tough shed. Maybe you need a tough shed.
well, I have a shed, and it is tough, but it's been out there since I bought the house. I got to clear it out. I got all kinds of storage in there and stuff like that. Yeah, I do have a shed. I can go out there, but it's so hot that I don't go out, you know, to do it very much. I'm like in the morning, yes, or late at night. But, so anyway, you know, I just have to learn to, you know, have faith, believe, stay grounded, keep moving forward, check all the boxes, be patient. You know what I mean? It's like,
Well, and this is not something you expect at this time in life.
no. So,
A
gee, yeah.
six-year-old. Oh my
Oh
gosh.
my God. Yeah. It was like, yeah, she will be six in August. Her birthday is 8/18/18. What a number. You know?
That is.
But I don't know. We'll see what happens. So, yeah. And you're right. I mean, it
Wow.
came total shock to me. Total shock when I got the phone call. I was like,
8/18/18. Do you know what time she was born?
don't know. I'm going to have to ask. I'll ask my grandson. Yeah, I don't know. I don't talk to them very often, but yeah, I have to ask them. I'm not sure.
Interesting.
Yeah, she's a beautiful little girl. We'll see what happens.
Well,
Anyway, that's where I'm at.
yeah. It's been a weird, weird week. I keep having these dreams. Again, last night, more dreams. There was, I was thinking about taking another week off. And then I kept having this dream where I had this voice in my head, you can't do anything. You're worthless. You can't do anything. You're
Oh
not good at what you do and everything.
no.
And it was one of those dreams where you wake up and then you go back to sleep and it's the same things coming in.
Really? Ooh, that's
I
awful.
really
Well,
hate those.
I think it's just maybe you just felt guilty that you didn't do the show or something.
I don't know, but I was listening to CA show. I need to re-listen to that. And she was talking about some of the planetary influences, which I don't know what those are right now. I need to go back and listen. But it really sounded like what had happened. There was an incident that happened, and it kind of, made me feel a little less than or a little weird. And then that dream just kept going over and over. And then last night, I was sleeping. I don't know if other people are having a lot of this dream stuff happening, but I woke up and I was in a panic, like, oh, you have to do that. You're not going to be able to do this. I go, what? What do I need to do? All I need to go do is go rehearse today and do my show and do what I always do. But this these really strange things are coming up, and I'm hoping they're coming up just to be cleared, because we have these things that are stuck way down deep in our souls, and there's so much happening in the world right now. It's
It might be like because you channel, so maybe you're just picking up stuff, you know?
very possible. I'm going to do a channeling on a channeling session on Monday at 7 p.m. It's on 1-2 Academy. I love channeling. because even things, sometimes there's things that I don't agree with that come through,
Yeah.
because you have to pull yourself off to one side and become that channel,
Yes.
that clarity. And I really enjoy that group because it's like a whole group. We kind of work for not just ourselves and our families, but also for the entire world,
Yeah.
the planet and
Good.
beyond, and bringing in that energy and clearing, and it's really powerful. And it's a lot of fun. It's cool.
We need that right now so much.
Yeah,
It's just
we
even just
do.
with you talking about it, I mean, I can feel it. I just feel it in my heart, in my soul, in my body. And it's like, yes, we need that so much. So when is it again now? One, two
Monday. Monday
again.
at well, my time 7 p.m. Pacific time 6 p.m. I
Okay.
guess I could put it on the in the chat room. But yeah, I'm looking forward to that because there's a lot of answers to things that I can't get. But when I go deeper and channel, I could do that. But I make try to make it, these sessions and occasions, because when you go in that deep, you have to have time to ground when you get out of there,
Yes,
out of that thing. I used to do channeling, at the church
you do.
and places. But now it's better to do that online, I think, unless I've got a good period of time to where I can ground again afterwards.
Don't have to
But things are
drive.
changing. Things are changing like by the minute with all these crazy the election things and what's happening in the world.
In the Middle East, and then
Yeah.
and we don't know. We don't know half of what's going on, so
No, we
channeling
don't.
gives you that way to have the inner insight, like brings it into you. So things we wouldn't ordinarily be privy
Yes.
to. And we're only told what they want to tell us,
Exactly. You're
anyway.
right. You're right. We should say hi to the folks in the chat room
Oh,
and
let me see if I
all
can
these
even.
folks that have liked this. Now,
I can't even figure that out. Let me see. Oh, yeah. Can you see the chat?
I can.
Okay, good.
Okay.
I'm
I want to say hi
not.
to it looks like Renee is here, of course.
Okay.
Nice to see you, Renee. Also, Christina LaFrance, she's wonderful. She's a great medium on One Two Listen. Quelly, good to see you, Quelly. Catherine, always good to hear from Catherine. And we've got Maureen. She's got a question. I guess we'll kind of take a look at that a little bit later here. But glad you came in
I'm
with a
trying to
question.
find it. I don't see it, so
It's
I don't
let's
know why.
see.
Well,
I'll
that's all right.
just
I'll follow it on.
throw it on you here.
Okay.
Let's see. Would love a reading if time permits.
Oh, here we go. I
A
think I'm
three,
on. I got it. Okay.
yeah, 3-year-old chocolate lab whiskey
Oh.
has a known injury in her right rear leg. We had X-ray under sedation yesterday, and knees are intact, hips are fine. Waiting for orthopedic vet as they feel it's a muscle, whatever, I can't pronounce that. It connects the leg and the hip and the spine. Ooh, poor baby.
Wow, yeah.
There's no known trauma. She's on pain meds.
Oh, I got it. I see it now. I feel like, did she get stuck somewhere? Did she like get her leg stuck in something?
Possibly.
And
It
then try
could
to
be.
pull it out, and she,
Yeah, because I can just see that
yeah.
pain. And I'm wondering also if you tried acupuncture with her, because I know that can be very effective, at least to ease up the pain that she what whiskey that whiskey is having right now. Let me take a look and talk to her a little bit. And yeah, she's not liking that. She's very uncomfortable with that, and it seems like it even goes under her kind of under her belly area and affecting that. And she says it makes her food not taste so good. So she's having a difficult time, and it could be the pain pills, but they are helping to ease her pain a little bit. But I'm sure that the doctors are really working with her very carefully, and you're working with a specialist, of course, that's going to be looking at that. And I do see some kind of surgery or something coming up, and it's a possibility of a surgery and moving things around. And I don't know if you tried chiropractor with her also, because there are some great alternative type of people that work with animals. I've taken my dog to. Or not this dog, but other dogs to acupuncture, massage, and also adjustments. Chiropractors can really kind of move some things around for them. So I really suggest maybe looking into that and try not to move her too much. What do you get?
Well, I get the same thing. But yeah, don't move her too much. Let her just, heal. I feel like it feels like it's on fire to her. Like the nerves are like spasming or something. That's what I feel like she's sensing. And I just feel like she got stuck somewhere. I don't know why. Like her foot was stuck and then she like jerked and pulled it, or I mean, I don't know how she got injured, but I think she'll be fine though.
The good news is that the bones, the hips are fine.
Oh yeah, that's a big
That's
thing.
the
Big
really
deal.
good news about this.
Absolutely.
And I think they might offer a surgery. I don't know if you're going to go ahead with that surgery or not. I do see her getting much better and being able to move about like she did before. She probably kind of thinks she's still a puppy. She's still a
Yep.
pup.
She's loving the attention. She's just like, ooh. Yeah, she loves it. That's good. Give her all of it.
Give her Reiki
I will.
just some sweet energy. She would really like that. But I hope that helps. What else we got? Quilly. Hi, Quilly. And Jay, of course. We love
Yeah.
his new look, his new
Oh
hair.
yeah, he's
Okay,
so handsome.
he looks hot. He
His
looks great.
eyes. Oh my gosh, his eyes are like you can see him now. It's like,
Really
wow.
stands out.
Yeah.
Very cool. So what else? It's just that the tension in the world right now is just so overwhelming that I could
It is
physically
over.
feel it. I'm going to be so glad when November is over, this craziness is off to the side. I don't like to get political, but I'm so upset about the head of the Republican Party in Colorado named Dave Williams, and he sent out some horrible things about Pride.
Oh, really?
Yes, I
Haven't
mean, can
seen
you
that.
believe that? He's the head of the Republican Party here, and it's so embarrassing because we are a very liberal state.
Yeah, we are.
We are blue. I mean, we have a gay governor, and for this man to put spew out this hatred is so unacceptable. And they're trying to get him out. But all this stuff that is coming out, all this hate and fear
Yeah,
and
it's so much division and why? What's the point? I don't get it. We're all, if we all pulled together, it'd be better. Like I don't know. I don't understand. They just go along. I guess I think a lot of them just go along to get elected or reelected or whatever it is, but
I
it's
don't know.
a lot of hating, a lot of
They're very,
unnecessary
very heavy
hating.
with the Christian church and stuff. And not all Christians believe that way. I know not all Coloradans believe that way because they're trying to oust this guy. This is just a time to a reminder to start loving each other
Yeah,
as we are.
live and let live. That's what I think. I have
But
family members that are gay, and
yeah.
we're just all people. Well, love is love.
Yeah, me too. And I have friends that are gay, and none of them have been convicted for a bunch of felonies, I must say. So
Yeah,
good
there you
people
go.
who give a lot to the community
Yeah.
and their families, and I just don't understand that way of thinking.
I don't either. Yeah, it's a painful place to go,
It is.
for a
It
lot of people.
is.
It's very sad.
But yeah, It made me embarrassed to be in Colorado for a minute, but it's like, wait a minute, that person does not represent me.
No, I don't think they'll get elected. Was that on the local
Oh no,
news?
he's already
Oh,
the
he
head of
is?
the,
Oh,
yes,
sorry.
he's in, and they're trying to get him ousted.
Oh,
And I hope
okay.
they do it really fast because this
Yeah.
guy needs to go.
Yeah,
He is
so
not somebody that I want representing
no.
me or my
Oh.
state or anybody that I'm affiliated with. It's just very upsetting. So, that solidifies it for me, and being kind of maybe a little bit independent before. I'm not now. That really, totally set it all for me about that, what's happening within that whole system. So yeah, I
Man.
like my liberal state. Not everybody will probably agree, I'm sure, but that's all right. That's why this is such a wonderful country, because we can disagree. We
Yeah.
can agree to disagree.
That's right.
So, do you think we should do some scopes? And
I think
we
so.
could, or do you have anything else that you want to talk about?
No,
Or
and
this?
just, I was just going to say that, I remember back in the 70s, you and I are old enough to remember that. It was about free love and peace, love, all of it. And it was a great concept, but there was so much going on then too. I feel like we're reliving it, but in a more intense and very negative kind of way.
Oh
I
yeah.
think it's worse now than it was then, except I don't know. I just feel like there's a lot more hate in the world, which is really
Yeah.
sad.
And it's coming out. It's coming to the surface, and it's just like my dreams and stuff. I hope this stuff is coming to the surface to be cleared, because it's
Hopefully.
been hanging around forever. This
Yeah, it
hate
just is
and
coming out now.
and the prejudice and
It's terrible.
all that stuff. It's been here for a long time, and maybe it does need to come out to be cleared, but it sure is ugly. It really is.
Just sad. There are no words sometimes,
No.
No words.
So, yeah, we'll
All
see the
right.
way America, what America decides. Anyway, maybe I'll start with talk about Aries. We'll have to roll through this. We've been chatting
Okay.
away, huh? Let
Okay. Yeah,
me
I
see if
got
we
some
got.
angel cards today, so I'm just gonna
Excellent.
see what the
Good.
angels have to say.
That'll be fun.
Yeah, I haven't used them in a while.
Cool. You have such neat cards.
Yeah, they're,
Yeah.
I love it.
Okay, I'll start out with Aries. Aries, you might feel a bit conflicted within yourself. See this as an opportunity to do a little soul searching. You have some things that you haven't entertained for a long time coming forward. Know that these ideas are coming up to be cleared. I just talked about that too.
Yes.
You might wake up feeling like you wrestled with an angel all night long. The story of Jacob, in the Bible, he wrestles all night with an angel. He comes to realize that the angel is God, and that the lesson that is learned is that Jacob can't do everything by himself. He needs to ask for help with the divine. And I think Aries sometimes has a little trouble asking for help, and perhaps trusting someone else to do the right things. And of course, watch out for your hips, because like Jacob ended up, he wrestled with that angel and ended up with a bad hip for the rest of his life. So
Wow.
watch out for your hips too. If you got something in your hip, then maybe ask for a little bit of help on that. But it's just kind of like lean into the help too and accept it.
Sometimes it's hard to ask for help.
It is. It really is. I have a
Yeah.
hard time with it.
Yeah. I learned that in New York. Somebody would say to me, "Boy, you want to do it all by yourself? It's okay to ask for help." And I'm like, "Oh, I'm allowed to ask." Anyway, well, the card I pulled is, for some reason, it said dreams, and you were talking about dreams, but it said, "This is a wondrous time of healing and positive transformation. Embrace life each moment and keep focused on your dreams. Retain the purity of your vision, and you will draw success to you. All you ever wished for, even those which seemed a distant dream, are about to manifest."
Nice. I like that. I wish I was in Aries now. Can I
Oh,
change signs? No. Okay, Taurus. Taurus, pay attention to your diet this week. Avoid spicy foods, high in salt. I'm not a doctor or anything like that. But I'm just, giving you the messages that the collective is giving me. The collective is saying that your body is going through a metamorphosis. This is like a huge transformation. And the collective wants you to honor your body this week. Love it a lot. Just love it. Don't see your imperfections. See all the perfections, the wonderful perfections that you have, which is everything. I see a vision of you riding, you're riding on an elephant and you're wearing this lei of flowers around your neck. And it
wow.
seems to be some sort of a celebration. I really like that. So that's what I have for Taurus.
That's cool. All right, so the card I pulled is angel card. It says, "Miracle, dearest one, even if all hope seems lost, let not hope slip away. For I, your guardian angel, am constantly by your side. Surrender all your concerns to me and trust in the healing power of love. Please believe that you are never alone. Together we shall work through each issue or situation which is of concern to you. All heals with the passing of time. Magic and miracles are about to manifest."
Nice.
I like that one. I need that one.
Yeah,
That's
me too.
the
We're just going to change signs a
I
lot.
need. Exactly.
Okay, Gemini. I keep hearing the song. I can see that I can see clearly now.
Oh,
The
yeah.
rain is that one. I can't remember who does that.
Huh.
Things seem to fall in place for you at this time. You're seeing things much clearer. I see you standing on a road and it's like a junction, and you're presented with three different options. You can go left, you can go right, or you can do the other, go to the other. And I don't know why they use the word other. That's interesting. You see the consequences of each direction and know what choice to make. Make time for yourself throughout June, because you're going to need a lot of energy because you're going to have a lot going on in July. Things are going to ramp up a lot. I get the words continuous rush and privilege for you at that time, especially for the well for the end of June. So, and I'm not sure what those words mean exactly, but they just I'm just the messenger. So that's what I've got for Gemini.
Okay, so the card is opportunity. Wondrous possibilities and opportunities await you. Stop dwelling on past mistakes. Surrender the past lovingly. There is nothing to regret. All is always in perfect and divine order. Everything that you've ever experienced has helped you in some way. The past is behind you. The path ahead is clear. Move forward joyfully and fulfill your heart's desire.
Nice.
Okay. Yeah, take
I
that one.
like that.
It's
Yeah.
a good
I
one.
like these cards. Okay, Cancer. Cancer, don't start any new projects. And don't try to push anything through at this time. It's a good time to kind of sit back, and allow things. I see you like sitting in a chair. It's interesting. And it's like these things, I guess it's messages from spirit coming across your screen. Your eyes are watching these things come across and helping you to realize some things. And these things feel very creative. So that's going to open up some new doors for you, is what I'm hearing, and new ideas. As long as you don't squelch them, you can't have the attitude of, oh, this is not going to work. You have to give it a try. Some things work, some things don't. But I think you're being offered this opportunity to look at some different ways of handling things in your life. Yeah, wait for your inspiration and your intuitive direction, because it will be there. Because you don't want to have some false starts, because I'm seeing some false starts, starting, stopping. Just wait, especially until, and I get the next 6 weeks. To wait until something's happening there, and then choose which one the things that are going to work well for you, whether it's in your career, your family, whatever. Let's see. They're saying it's time to see the dirty lowdown, like that Boz Scaggs song, "Dirty, Dirty Lowdown." Just take a step back and do either they're saying either step up and do the right thing or step back and pull back, but don't have an opinion until you're very clear about the facts, until you know everything. It's not a time for fairy tales. So trying to paint a pretty picture on a dirty canvas is not gonna help. You
Well,
can't, you can't tell people this and that when you in your heart know those th things aren't true. No matter what, you can't convince yourself those things are true. People won't buy it, and it could hurt your reputation. So that's what I've got for Cancer.
good advice. Well, the card that came up is courage. Dare to be different, to make mistakes, create, for it is in creation that you exist. In this world of dreams that stem from the eternal. That's stem from the eternal heart. You are one with all creation. All is possible. Go forth and be true to yourself, for it is only through being true to you can be true to others. Kind of like what you're saying.
Yes, it's amazing how these work together, isn't
I know. Yeah, and I'm just like shuffling and pulling.
it?
It's like, yeah.
Should we take our break now and then come back? You think?
Yeah, I think we should. Yep.
Okay, and we will be right back. We will come back and start with Leo, with the scopes. there. Welcome back to Strands of Wisdom with Kay and Maureen. We were just doing the scopes and we're going to continue with that. But first, we have a question in the chat room.
From Catherine?
Yeah, from Catherine. You can go ahead, Maureen, if you want.
Oh, okay. She says, hi, ladies. Taking a break from clearing and packing before leaving for Ireland on July 1st. I have to visit the vet for sign-off on the cat 10 days before travel. Is this enough time to sell my car? I'm going to say yes. Make them do it now and make them an offer they can't refuse, you know?
Yes, exactly. And it'll end up in a nice place as somebody who loves your car. And I feel really good about you going back at this time and reconnecting with so many things, with who you are. And I think sometimes, you know, the people that you have worked for have not treated you with the respect that you deserve. And sometimes they can take advantage of the fact that you're not born and raised American, and they can take advantage of that a little bit, which really upsets me. But you know, I guess, you know, you had a lot of lessons to learn here, but I think you'll be back again with a whole different, it feels like, this is going to sound strange, it feels like a facelift, like you're going to be back with a whole different you.
Nice.
So I hope that helps. Where are we here on scopes? We better get going here.
Mm-hmm. You're going to do Leo, aren't you?
Leo, yes, Leo. My favorite little Leos. Maybe you find yourself late for an appointment. You know, sometimes you're late for something. It's like, oh man, I'm late because of this, that. The phone keeps ringing. Or you get canceled out of something that you wanted to do. But know that the universe has your back. This is in your best interest. The universe always has your best interest at heart. So instead, say thank you because you know that you avoided something that was not for you or you didn't want, or you're being protected. It creates an opportunity for you to meet somebody or somebody interesting. Something really nice will come out of this and things will just fall into the place. Go with the flow. I see those of you who have been struggling with physical issues and things like that, that you're going to, your self-will, you're so strong. And it seems like your self-will was on hold for a while because your body has been taking over and you're pulling back your new strength. It seems like a new strength. You know, there's your old self-will that was always very strong, but there's a new wisdom that comes along with that. So I think that you're going to be taking much better care of yourself in so many different ways, emotionally, spiritually, and in so many ways. They're talking about self-talk too. You're going to have more positive self-talk about yourself. And that's what I've got for Leo.
Okay, and the card I pulled is conflict. Feelings which you have suppressed for a very long time are yearning to be acknowledged and expressed. You're torn between what you think is the right thing to do and what your heart wants. And this is the primary cause of stress in your life. We, your angels, urge you to follow your heart. Do what you would love, not what you think you should.
Oh, nice. Very good. Okay, Virgo, it's okay to ask for help. Reset your goals and spend some time with your higher self. The assistance of what you're looking for, the help that you need, is going to come. You need to release some old negative patterning. You know, there's patterns that you've had from the past, and you're releasing them now on a conscious and subconscious level. You might even be contacted by someone in your past, and you might be thinking about who you were when you were with that person, and who you've become now, which is so different. This is a part of the repatterning. I don't know why I can't say that word today. Repatterning and shift of conscious beliefs. This is all part of your journey, and expect some surprises. That's what I've got for Virgo.
Okay, and the card is peace. Calm your thoughts and move your awareness to a peaceful space inside your heart. Feel the ebb and flow of love, the eternal movement of the stars. Your life is forever unfolding to greater spheres of love. Relax and do not worry about anything, for all is well. You will soon enter a time of well-earned peace and tranquility.
Ooh, I like that. My Virgo self says, yes, I would like that, some peace.
Exactly.
Okay, Libra. The collective says, when you don't know how to react to a situation or a person, just smile and step back. Someone may try to pull you into a situation that could get sticky. So just excuse yourself, don't engage, pull back and smile. Keep your focus on your goals. Someone or some kind of energy sort of may wish to distract you from your goals. Sometimes this is the universe testing you to see if your heart is really focused and really into what you think it is that you want. Sometimes this happens when your goals are almost ready to come forward. And some people will quit during this period of time and being tested like that. So know that it could be a test and don't pull back. Don't stop what you're doing. Move forward. Maybe it'll work out, maybe not, but you really need to try. You can't sit back and think you wish that you would have. Also, they're reminding you to pay attention to other people who want a lot of your energy. Don't get caught up in rescuing somebody. You can't really help them, and it's not mean, it's not cruel. It's you're doing it for their highest good, actually. Anyway, that's what I've got for Libra.
The card is prayer. Dear guardian angel, help me dissolve past guilt or regret. Help me see that all is always in perfect and divine order. Help me to let go of the fear that I project on my future. Help me to live fully within each precious moment and feel your eternal love within and around me. Help me to realize and fulfill my true potential. Thank you.
Wow, that's beautiful.
Nice.
That's really beautiful. I like that. Okay, Scorpio. Scorpio, I keep hearing that song, Stormy Monday. Have you got the blues? Let go of other people's troubles, as you tend to be an enabler sometimes. You are so good at helping others and problem solving, but this isn't always the healthiest thing for you to do to find your peace and your prosperity. The collective asks you to sit with your thoughts and count how many days in the week, in the Stormy Monday week, that belong to you. How many of these eagle flies on Friday, this, that, and the other. As far as the things that are bringing you the blues or the sadness, how many of those things are really yours, and how many are others that belong to other people and not you? Not you, probably not many of those are yours yet. Find distractions. Let other folks find their solutions, and don't feel responsible for their choices because it's exhausting. And that's what I've got for Scorpio.
Oh my gosh. Okay, that's me. Thank you. That's it, boy. Okay, so the card is eternity. Gently move your awareness from the external world to a world of light within your heart. Allow each breath to heal you as you drift to a place beyond time. Eternity exists within, forever sparkling like a diamond. You are, in essence, a shining star, forever transforming to ever greater light. Ooh.
That is really nice. I love
Oh,
that.
that was great.
Oh, nice. Okay, Sagittarius, pay attention to your rhythms, especially when you're getting messages from your body. And they're telling you to take an inventory of what you must do this week and what you don't need to do. There's some things that you can just, put off to another time. It's better to do that right now because there's something else within your personal scope and that really needs more attention. And I'm seeing it's like a rhythm. It's almost like a musical rhythm, but also seasonal, and has to do with your body and some shifts and changes that are happening. And I'm almost seeing some bones, kind of your bones adjusting and such. And I can't really say that what that is. Like I said, I'm not a doctor, but that's just what I see, these adjustments and paying attention to that. And you know, if you do yoga or something like that, would be a really good thing for you to do right now. Just the stretching and allowing your body to kind of get in sync with the I am presence, with the consciousness, collective consciousness, would be very, very helpful for you. The collective is telling you to allow yourself to dream right now. And what I'm seeing is I'm seeing some pressure around your crown chakra, which tells me that Sagittarius is about to get a download, a big download, a spiritual download. Try not to fight it. You might have a headache or something. I don't know. Look for opportunities to join a meditation group or a sound concert would be very good to assist you in this rebirth. They talk about this rebirth, which is of creative energies and new life, which is there for you. And that's what I have for Sagittarius.
Hey, and the card is Star. Believe in yourself. You are a wonder of creation. Wash away all fear and discover you are a shining star. Allow all around you to just be. Let go of trying to control life for the light of your soul, for the light of your soul will guide you always towards love. Remember, stars are born through explosions of love. Love illuminates all things. Never forget you are truly a shining star.
Ooh, I like that. I have a Sag daughter.
Stardust. Stardust.
Yeah.
We are stardust.
Okay. Capricorn. We're moving right along here. Capricorn. You have a demand, you've had a demanding year so far, and now is a good time to do something nice for yourself, like a new hobby. Or something that will distract you, and would distract you from all the stuff that is happening, the heavy energy of this year, and something that would be really good for your spirit, something light. All work and no play can make you really cranky and unproductive. This is an opportunity to regroup, and it's almost like you make a job out of everything. So relax and just allow yourself to play. Bring back that childlike kind of energy and thought pattern, and allow yourself to be the child in the room because you're always the adult, always the adult. And it's time for you to be the child a little bit and play, have fun. It seems like something that you could do with others, maybe even a sport, something outside would be really good. You know, when we were kids, a lot of us played outside, and it made a huge difference in our lives and in our days. Now you may make some changes as the collective is asking you to take an honest evaluation and look at your circumstances and where you're at right now. Sometimes, as much as we want to make things work out, they don't. You can't put a square peg into a round hole. Some things are just not going to, as mad, no matter what you do and how hard you try to push that through and make it work, it's not going to work. So it's time to take an evaluation and see if it's time to just let a project go naturally where it should be. It's not giving up. It's common sense. It's moving on. There was big lessons to be learned with this, but it is time to move on from that. And that's what I've got for Capricorn.
Okay, and the card is balance. Difference is a necessary part of human evolution, and everything in life is comprised of opposites, which together make life whole. If you light a candle in a room already flooded with light, the light of your candle would be indistinguishable from the light which already exists. Because of darkness, we are able to perceive light. Both are necessary.
Good. Interesting. I
Yeah.
always have to take those in after you talk about it. So, yeah, just give me a minute here. Aquarius, whoever the person was who said "fake it till you make it" is a
Oh
bit of a
yeah.
con man. You are highly intelligent, but not always. You don't always have to be the smartest person in the room. It's good to say you don't know or to ask questions. You can't always be successful or taken seriously if you fly by the seat of your pants. You have the opportunity to start something new and successful if you're open to learning something new. It feels like the influence of a younger person around you, a younger person who has the knowledge and you have the wisdom. It could be a very fruitful collaboration. And that's what I have for Aquarius.
And so there's a card came up, prayer. Dear guardian angel, help me to believe that all is possible through love. Help me manifest my dreams and live an inspiring and fulfilling life. Help me to feel God's presence in every moment. Help me feel eternally loved. Thank you for always being at my side.
Nice. Wow. Okay. I have Pisces now. Pisces, I feel a change in balance as I see you pulling back your spidey sense. And it's been really expanded. I can just see this. It's like roots from a tree just out into the universe. That's been stretched way out there, and it feels very sensitive. You might be on a little bit of overload, and this has been going on for a few weeks, this overload, unable to rest properly and relax as much. And it almost kind of a like a disconnect between your mind and your body, and it's time to kind of pull that back. And get that balance going again. You might even end up with something, some kind of cold or something like that, to help you pull yourself back in balance again. This is a good time, perhaps, to try to get more sleep and all the noise in the world, because all that just feels like noise seeping into your consciousness. Even when you sleep, all this noise is coming through. When you're trying to do something, all this noise is coming through. And I see you being a little aggravated by this, because it's hard to stay on track with what you're doing. I see you making some deliberate, conscious decisions with all the knowledge that you've gathered from all of this. I get the word maturity. Maturity, wisdom, and strength. And that's what I have for Pisces.
And the card is encouragement. Your love is invaluable to the earth and to those around you, even though you may not always see the positive effect that your love has on others. Trust, for it does. Each time you offer love through a loving gesture, thought, or word, you plant a seed of love, and love always generates more love. Trust and continue your loving
Nice. So, I guess we're just about ready to wrap it up. I think I'm going to put in, let me find my 1-2 Academy. Yes, I'd like to remind you again that I will be doing a channeling session, the Merlin channeling session on Monday, June 16th, no, June 17th at
17, yep.
6 p.m. Pacific time. So go to 1-2 Academy, and if you'd like to sign up, it's very reasonable and it's lighthearted and it's a lot of fun, but we do a lot of good stuff there. And Maureen, do you have
No, I'm good.
you want to take us out with some Louise Hay or something?
Oh, let
Or
me grab that. Let me grab that
yeah,
real quick. Yeah, I'm
I
with
always
that.
I look forward to that.
Oh, shoot. I gotta find it. Where is it?
Oh,
I don't know.
I'm
Have
sure
Sonia.
there are.
How about Sonia
Oh,
Chappell?
yeah.
I grabbed the Sonia book here. Let's see. She's saying, and I just turned to this page. It says, next time you need to find or secure anything, ask your runners to help you. Could be your keys, a parking spot, or you could always ask Tony, like you said, Tony. She says, call them by saying out loud, runners, help, please come quick. Help me with, finding my keys. Thank you in advance, runners. Now go. I don't know, it's kind of cute. That's all I have real quick. I know we're running out of time.
I know. Yes, and Maureen and I are advisors on 1-2 Live, 1-2 Listen. I get 1-2 Listen and 1-2 Radio confused
I
sometimes,
know.
but we are on 1-2 Listen. I'll probably be signed on this afternoon.
Yeah, me too, for a little
Yeah.
bit.
So give us a call. You know, we have some wonderful sales and lots of great things going on in the 1-2 franchise. So you all have a wonderful week. We will see you next week.
Yep. Take care. Be safe.
Thank you, Jay.
Yeah, thanks, Jay.